Chapter 3. This is talking about the tongue. And that's so difficult for us, isn't it, to control what we say. Don't be many teachers, my brothers. Realize that we teachers will receive heavier judgment. So you've got to be not rushing to get up there on the platform and teach people. Because in many things we all make others stumble. If any doesn't cause stumbling by his words, the same is a perfect man, able to bridle the whole body also. Now, a bridle is what you put inside the mouth of a horse, and it's like a piece of metal that's put in there, and if the person who's riding on the horse pulls it, then the horse is going to go one way, and if he pulls it another way, the horse is going to go another way. And James says this, now, if we put the horse's bridles into their mouths, that they may obey us, we turn about their whole body also. I think what he's saying is that the tongue and our mouth, because the bridle is put in the horse's mouth, that this controls the whole direction of our lives. People end up doing things that they maybe wish they later hadn't done, or because they said bad things, or because they came out with unwise words. Or they said too much. What they said might have been true, but it wasn't the right thing to say. Behold, the ships, or look at the ships as well, though they are so great and are driven by rough winds, they are all the same turned about by a very small rudder. That's like in a car, you've got a wheel that directs where the car's going. And so with the boats, they had a rudder. That's where the man pulled it one way or the other so that the whole direction of the boat depended on that. And so, James says, the tongue is a little member. It's a very small part of our body, but it boasts great things. Behold, how much wood is kindled by how small a fire. So the little bit of fire that touches a dry forest can burn it all down. And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is a fire, James says. Our words are very significant. We might think, well, I didn't hit him. I didn't scratch her. But if you said things, you see, your words are powerful. And they can really, really hurt somebody. And there's people who spend their whole lives getting all worked up about the fact that somebody said this to them. Or somebody said that to them. And that's why James is talking so seriously that as Christians we really must control our language. And he goes on, every kind of animal and bird has been tamed by mankind, but the tongue can no one tame. It is a restless evil, it's full of deadly poison. So your little tongues in your mouths are really like little snakes, full of deadly poison. And it's very hard to control, very hard to tame it. It's not like an animal that you can tame and make friends with. With the tongue, we bless God, who is the Father, and with this we also curse men, even though they are made after the likeness of God. So you can go to the meeting or to church and to sing songs and hymns and that, and that very same tongue that sings those words or that reads those words from the Bible can then say terrible things about people. And he says people are made in the image of God. So when God created man in his image and after his likeness, this shows that we've got a special relationship with God and we should respect every human being just because they're human. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. Out of the same mouth comes forth blessing and cursing. Can a fountain send forth from the same spout both fresh water and bitter water? Can a fig tree yield olives? Can a vine tree yield figs? Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show his works in his good life, in meekness, that's like being humble, in meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and rivalry in your heart, don't boast about it and deny the truth. This wisdom is not a wisdom that comes down from above, but is from the earth. Where jealousy and division are, there is confusion and every vile deed. But the wisdom that is from above is most importantly pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without hypocrisy, without acting one way when you mean another. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace for those that make peace. Now, it's pretty difficult to control our tongues, is it not? But this is absolutely what we are